I'm David Brancaccio. First, there is confirmation just now that the bottom fell out on consumer spending during sheltering-in-place April. The government now says spending fell 13.6%. In a crisis, those who can save often try, and personal savings surged 13.1%. And that was April. There are signs spending may be picking up slowly in the month we're just concluding now. Later this morning, we'll get a fresher reading on consumer sentiment from the University of Michigan survey. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that.
Consumers are now feeling slightly more confident about the economy overall, but people's anxiety about their own personal finances is still sky high, says economist John Lear at polling firm Morning Consult.
Millions of Americans have filed for unemployment insurance. It's unclear whether or not those workers are still able to meet their basic spending needs.
And Lear says about half of those who've lost jobs or had their hours cut aren't even getting benefits. Heidi Shierholz at the Economic Policy Institute says that's sapping confidence, too.
That means that they are trying to subsist on much lower income. They're going to have to cut their spending, and it will make the recession worse.
And consumers remain very concerned about COVID-19 continuing to spread. Lear predicts, as a result,
we will not see any sort of a rebound in consumer spending in the near term.
At least until consumers are more willing to go out to dine and shop again. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.